Hi, Patrick Madrid here. Thanks for listening. Check out Charity Mobile and prayerfully consider making them your wireless carrier. Mention offer code Patrick and get a free phone. Go to charitymobile.com.
Talk radio for Catholic life.
Powered by you.
Listener supported.
Welcome to the Relevant Radio Spring Pledge Drive. Give hope.
Welcome back to the Patrick Madrid Show. This is Pledge Drive. So let's begin in prayer, asking Our Lady to pray for us and for your intentions as well. And for those of us here at Relevant Radio, as we approach this midpoint of our Pledge Drive with a need for $3 million to stay fully funded, in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to thy protection, implored thy help, or sought thine intercession was left unaided. Inspired by this confidence, I fly unto thee, O Virgin of Virgins, my Mother. To thee do I come, before thee I stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother of the Word Incarnate, despise not my petitions, but in thy mercy hear and answer me. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The number to call to be on the program is 888-914-9149, 888-914-9149. You can call. You can also send me an email. Go to the show page, relevantradio.com/Patrick. Click on Connect, and then click on Send Patrick an Email, and I'll look forward to reading it. This is a phone call that comes in from Denise in St. John, Indiana. Good morning, Denise. Welcome.
Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning.
The question I have is, good morning. The question I have is, you know, usually every scapular I've seen, you know, they're cloth. Well, one of my friends got one that's, a scapular that's really metal that, you know, you can wear. Now, is there a difference? Because I know the Catholic stores do sell them. Because the other ones wear out so quickly, but is that okay, in other words?
Well, it's okay insofar as, keep in mind, this is a devotion that's intended to foster your love for Our Lady and recognition that she's praying for you. The customary traditional way is to wear the scapular itself, and obviously after a while they wear out, the straps will break, and the cloth will fade, so you would replace your scapular every so often. Now, there's a difference of opinion on this issue. I've known some Carmelites who say no, the scapular metal does not constitute devotion to wearing the scapular, and they're very firm on this point. They say no, it's not. But I also know that some popes have said yes. So, like Pope St. Pius X, he talked about wearing a scapular metal that would have the image of the Sacred Heart of Jesus. And then on the other side of the medal would be the image of Our Lady. And he said this is okay to wear in lieu of the scapular. But the contention here among those who sort of squabble over this is that if you don't have a sufficient reason to wear the medal instead of the scapular, then it doesn't really accomplish the goal. I think that's nitpicky personally, and I don't think that the Lord or Our Lady looks at it that way. I do acknowledge the fact that the traditional way is to wear the cloth scapular, like the one that we'd like to give you when you make your pledge of a dollar a day. But if someone of the stature of Pope Pius X says, you know, it's okay, then I think that's sufficient to say it's okay. That's my take on that issue. Does that help, Denise?
That helps me a whole bunch. As usual, yeah. Patrick, have a wonderful day, and I hope the pledge drive does what it usually does. It goes over what you need.
Oh, you're so kind. Thank you, Denise. And please remember that intention in your prayers. We're praying for it, and we're not halfway there yet. So we need a total of $3 million by the end of business on Friday. And let me take a look here, because I haven't looked in a little bit. So we're not quite at $1 million yet. We'll update you on that as we go through the next hour and a half or so. But we need to get over that, at least over the $1 million mark today, so that we're not scrambling to raise $2 million in 2 days. But, you know, the Lord provides, right, through your generosity. 888-914-9149. We'll go now to Randy in Austin, Texas. Good morning, Randy. Hi, Randy.
Hello, Patrick.
Hi, welcome.
Thank you for taking my call, sir. I had a question about the Virgin Mary and the different titles that she's known as and called upon in prayer.
Yeah.
And what?
You dropped out, I'm afraid. I heard where, and then I didn't hear anything more.
If that's even known.
Well, I didn't hear about 20 seconds of what you just said, so could you repeat that part, please?
Sorry about that. So I was wondering about the titles of the Virgin Mary and which titles are known, like through the church and exorcists, that would be more powerful and effective concerning spiritual warfare.
Well, keep in mind that Our Lady is known under various titles. So she's known as the Mother of God. That came from the Council of Ephesus in what is now modern-day Turkey. That was in the 4th century. That was intended to solidify and clarify and amplify the Church's teaching that Jesus Christ is truly God, that the second person of the Blessed Trinity became man for our salvation. So in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Those are taken from John chapter 1. And that Word spoken of there is Jesus incarnate, the second person of the Trinity. So the title Theotokos in Greek, or Mater Dei in Latin, translates into English, Mater Dei does in any case, as Mother of God. So the early councils, in their effort to make sure people really understood and were clear that Jesus is God, that he is of the same substance as the Father and the Holy Spirit, as we say in the Nicene Creed. Well, naturally, one of the inferences that the church inevitably drew from this is that if the person who was born to Mary is God, then she is the Mother of God. She's not, she's still a creature. She doesn't come before God. She's not above God. She's not a goddess herself. But the child that she gave birth to, he's a person, and he's God. Hence, that title, Mary, Mother of God, or Theotokos in Greek, is ancient in its origin. A virgin of virgins, a mother of Christ, mother of the church. We talked about that a little bit in Revelation chapter 12, verse 17, where we're told that this woman, Mary, looks after the rest of her offspring, namely those who believe in Jesus and follow him. Mother most pure, mother most chaste. These are references that come from the biblical teaching that Mary was a perpetual virgin. So mother inviolate, mother undefiled. These all refer to her perpetual virginity. And other ones, so we see scriptural references here, seat of wisdom, mirror of justice, cause of our joy, spiritual vessel, vessel of honor, mystical rose, tower of David, tower of ivory, house of gold, ark of the covenant, gate of heaven, morning star. These are all part of the titles that we give Mary as a sign of recognizing the glory and honor that God gave her. Jesus in John chapter 17 says, Father, I have given them the glory that you have given to me. And that starts par excellence with Our Lady. So when you hear these titles, and in addition to these kinds of titles, Queen of Martyrs, Queen of Confessors, Queen of Virgins, Queen of All Saints, those have a biblical derivation. That's their origin from Scripture, but also Our Lady of Guadalupe, Our Lady of Lourdes, Our Lady of Knock, Our Lady of Champion, Our Lady of Fatima. These are all titles that we invoke her intercession in, not because they're different people, it's the same Blessed Virgin Mary, but there's a significance to the fact that she appeared in a unique way in each of these different places. So it's for that reason that when you hear those titles, it's just us Catholics trying to follow the Bible. And Jesus saying, Father, I have given them the glory you have given to me. So we're acknowledging what God has done for Mary by choosing her to be the mother of the Savior and recognizing that she, of all people on earth, is the closest to Jesus. She certainly was the closest to him for the 33 years of his life. She carried Jesus in her womb for 9 months. She nursed Jesus. She raised him. She taught him how to walk and all the other things that a mother does for her child. Mary did that with Jesus. And for so much of that time, it was just Mary, Joseph, and Jesus together, the Holy Family. So there's no question but that Mary is the closest human being to Jesus as his mother. And the church, in her devotion to Our Lady and asking her powerful intercession, is acknowledging that. And in so doing, we are praising and glorifying God because he is the one who did this. The Catholic Church doesn't give Mary any credits or praise or veneration that in any way approaches the heights of glory that God has given to Mary. We're simply acknowledging it when we invoke her intercession. I wish I had more time because it's such an important topic, Randy, but I hope that helps. We have a message from Father Rocky right about now. I'll be right back.
Hi, this is Father Rocky, CEO of Relevant Radio and your host for the Family Rosary across America. If you're new to Relevant Radio, well, welcome. Relevant Radio is listener supported, and four times a year, we ask you to help us with our operating expenses. Today, we have two terrific thank you gifts for a donation of $1 a day or more, but the two gifts together are only available today. The first is an Our Lady of Guadalupe scapular with a St. Benedict medal and crucifix. The scapulars are blessed, and I carried them with me on the walk to Mary on Saturday, all 21 miles. Our second gift is the book, The World's First Love, Mary, Mother of God, by Venerable Fulton Sheen. The Our Lady of Guadalupe scapular and the Bishop Sheen book are yours for a donation of $1 a day or more to Relevant Radio. Give online now at relevantradio.com or on the Relevant Radio app, or give us a ring at 877-291-0123.
You know, I wasn't able to make that walk to Mary last weekend because I've got a farm and it's in the middle of harvest season, so I wasn't able to go. But think about it. Getting your hands on one of these brown scapulars is a great way to get that spiritual connection to that journey. If you too, like me, had other commitments that kept you from going. But today's the only day you can get that scapular. And they are going quick. There's a limited number. When they're gone, they are gone. So call now. You do not want to miss out on your opportunity to get this brown scapular. If you want to call, the number is 877-291-0123. You not only get the scapular, but you get our book for today as well, The World's First Love, Mary, Mother of God. This is written by one of the greats, Fulton Sheen, and it's a beautiful book about Mary. But better yet, if you can make your gift online at relevantradio.com or use the app on your smartphone or tablet, you get the scapular, you get the book, and you get the free MP3 download. Our Lady, Our Hope, it's the Four Marian Dogmas by Monsignor James Shea. Those are all yours if you either make your gift at relevantradio.com or use the app on your smartphone or tablet. All we're asking is $1 a day, $1 a day. Brand new hour. We need another 150 people who will join us during this hour. Will you join Team Patrick?
How much per day, Mary? What are we asking for?
$1 a day. That's it. I got
you can't
a lot of
say that,
that
enough
did it.
Time.
I know. A lot of people have been doing it.
Yeah. You know, Nancy and I just returned from a pilgrimage to the Holy Land. And inevitably, when you go on a pilgrimage there or anywhere else, it's the same thing for all people everywhere. You touch the things that are ancient. So you touch mm-hmm. the columns, the buildings, the stones in places where Jesus and Mary were. You go to Rome, you touch the foot of the statue of St. Peter and St. Peter's and all the other things. And the reason you do that, the reason you touch these things is because as human beings, we are creatures of spirit and matter. And we receive information and knowledge and even inspiration through the things that our senses can remind us of and tell us about. So don't underestimate the fact that when Father Rocky made the most recent pilgrimage that he did to Our Lady of Champion in Wisconsin, the place where Our Lady appeared in the early part of the 19th century to Adele Breese, it's the only approved apparition site of the Blessed Virgin Mary in the United States. And don't forget that these scapulars went with Father Rocky to that pilgrimage and were touched to this holy site in the church underground, where many miracles people have thanked God for the many miracles of healing, and just in general has been taken there. So you will receive your scapular taken to Our Lady of Champion Shrine by Father Rocky when you make your pledge $1 a day by going to relevantradio.com or use the Relevant Radio app.
Get connected to the conversation. Call now, 888-914-9149. That's 888-914-9149. Patrick Madrid is on now. Relevant Radio.
Let's go!
Okay, we are back. The number is 888-914-9149. You can call that number now. We'll get you on the air with your question or comment. 888-914-9149. How about Mike now in South New Jersey? Hi, Mike. Jersey
Hi, how you
Mike.
Doing, Patrick?
You don't make sub sandwiches, do you?
No, I don't. I got got a question for you. When you were just talking there about the scapular ornament, Pope St. Pius X's name came up. So it brought to mind that Society of St. Pius X and that church they just built in Kansas. And I don't know if you're familiar with it or not.
I am.
But the Pope's reaction to that. Did you see that?
What do you have in mind specifically? What did you see?
Well, I seen his reaction to it and how he was concerned how they could do that and how they could get that money to build that.
I didn't see the reaction you're referring to. For those who are listening who don't know what you mean, the Society of St. Pius X is a very traditional group within the church that exists in a kind of anomalous, irregular situation. They recognize the authority of the Pope, but they don't operate within the church's law, for example, being subject to the local bishop of a diocese, for example. So they operate on their own, and they build their own chapels and churches, and they're proliferating. They're gaining many adherents, and most recently, what the caller's referring to is a church that was built in St. Mary's, Kansas, and it is very large and very beautiful, very traditional looking, both inside and outside. So I did, I guess, at one point hear how much it cost, well into the millions of dollars. I don't remember offhand how much it was, but it is a sign of their growth. Now, this church being built, the official dedication of this church, it takes place after the recent issuance of Pope Francis's motu proprio, Traditionis Custodes, which is an abrogation of pretty much everything that Pope Benedict XVI called for in his motu proprio, Summorum Pontificum, when during his pontificate he decreed that he wanted as wide and as available as possible access to the traditional Latin Mass, even going so far as to say that if people, a stable group of people within a parish, requested that the parish priest should offer at least one Mass, if possible, at the parish church in its scheduled Masses on, say, a Sunday. And so there was great rejoicing among those who loved the traditional Latin Mass when Pope Benedict XVI did this. It received a rather tepid response from most bishops, unfortunately. But in any case, that's where things stood at the time. But Pope Francis has completely reversed course, and with his motu proprio, he has, in essence, abolished everything that Pope Benedict XVI sought to do. So that leads us back to the question of the Society of St. Pius X, because they are traditional Latin Mass only. They don't celebrate the new rite of the Mass as promulgated by Vatican II, and they exist in this anomalous situation where I don't think anybody's entirely clear what their status is. They're not excommunicated. Those things have been resolved, but they're also not really fully integrated into the life of the church. So this most recent opening of a beautiful new church is of interest, especially for people who may not like the traditional Latin Mass. They're seeing this group anyway growing and increasing in numbers. And so I don't know what the Holy Father's response to it was. That's something that I didn't see, Mike. So if there's something specific you want to mention, go for it. Otherwise, I don't know, because I didn't see anything about what he said.
Yeah, I just thought it was ironic how he was stunned by this occurrence here.
Well, how do you know that? I mean, you said that, and I'm not trying to quarrel with you, but I mean, where did you see this, or what source? I mean, I try to keep my eyes closely fixed on Catholic things. I didn't see that. Maybe it just got by me. But how do you know he was stunned? What was the source for this?
Sure. One of the sites that posted his response to the new church was done by a site called Return to Tradition. I forget the fellow's name who runs the site. But he had put on there, and I forget where exactly he got the article from. But I kind of found it ironic that as he's trying to shut down tradition, And as hospitals and schools and churches are closing all over the world, and a lot of the ones that aren't closed aren't even half full for mass, you have a society here that has clung to what the faith has always been. And
well, if you... I understand, Mike. I don't have an answer to the question about what the Holy Father's reaction to this was. It certainly goes in a direction that's contrary to, I think, the direction he wants to lead the church in with regard to the Mass. But don't forget that the SSPX, in its origins, even before the time that Archbishop Lefebvre consecrated four priests to be bishops to carry on his work, Pope John Paul II, of blessed memory, he strongly warned him not to do this. And when he did do this, he said that it was a schismatic act. And if you read his Ecclesia Dei Adflicta, I think that might be an apostolic letter, if I'm not mistaken. But in any case, Pope John Paul II outlined the reasons why this is a problem. So it goes back to that earlier point I was making, and that is that I understand the goals and the ideals and the aspirations of the SSPX and what they seek to do and all that, but I don't agree with the way they've gone about doing it. And in Pope John Paul II, same thing. So it's just an interesting juxtaposition that exists in the life of the church, and until and unless we can either reintegrate the SSPX into the church in a complete way, which I hope is possible. And what that might look like, I don't know. Maybe it might mean that all of the things that they desire to keep, that they would be permitted to keep and to celebrate only the traditional Latin Mass. Like, for example, the FSSP, I'm sure you're familiar with them, the Priestly Fraternity of St. Peter. That was started by the members, priests and seminarians of the SSPX, who, when they realized what was about to happen, they exited the SSPX and they formed this new priestly fraternity under the authority of the church, and they were granted the freedom to celebrate only the traditional Latin Mass. So perhaps something like that could happen. You never know. Popes come and popes go, so things change, as we've seen in our lifetime. And in the meantime, I really don't, I don't know what to say about that other than that it's a phenomenon that is continuing and we'll see where it heads. Father John Zulsdorf, for what it's worth, he's a good man, good priest, and he has a weblog called What Does the Prayer Really Say? And it's the first letters of each of those words, WDTPRS.com. He has written rather frequently on this phenomenon of the SSPX, and I think in just the last couple of days, he wrote a blog entry talking about this new Immaculata Church that they built, and he's got some good insights. So you might want to take a look at that for further info. And let's keep praying for everybody involved, including our Holy Father. Thank you. I think we have to take a break here coming up in just a minute. So let me give you that phone number again, and you can call that number. We'll get you on the air with your comment or question. Even though it's Pledge Drive, we're still taking phone calls. The number is 888-914-9149, 888-914-9149. I had a note come in from Madera, California, from Anonymous, who says, a fellow parishioner asked me after Mass if she could make change in the collection basket at Mass. I help with the collections during Mass, and I said no. But I'm troubled by this incident. I don't think it's okay to make change in the collection basket ever. I'm praying about it, but it continues to bother me. I value your opinion. What do you think about this issue? Well, I think you're right. I wouldn't let it trouble you, though. It's not something that you need to worry about. It's, I would say, unseemly, kind of tacky to make change in the collection basket. Plus, it also slows everything down. So if you're going to make a donation, give generously. Know what you're going to give ahead of time, and don't make change in the basket.
We have 32 minutes left in this hour, and we are still in need of 112 people, 112 precious souls who can make that gift of $1 a day. We've got some great, great gifts for you, like this special scapular, which has journeyed with Father Rocky on a pilgrimage just last weekend, as a matter of fact, as he traveled to Our Lady of Champions right there in Wisconsin. The only Marian... Champion. I keep putting an S on there because we are champions.
Everybody
right?
who
we
goes are... there are champions, but
yeah. Yes, it's a beautiful place. We are the champions. Anyway, it traveled with him. It's yours for $1 a day. And it's got an image of Our Lady of Guadalupe on the front. Pretty cool scapular. It is yours for $1 a day when you make your gift at relevantradio.com. Use the app on your smartphone or tablet or call 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. There goes another gift and another one. 110 people is all we need.
Yeah, and the hour is going by quickly. We now have 32 minutes left in this hour, and we have that big hill to climb. So if you want to step forward and say yes, then call this number now, 877-291-0123. But even easier and faster, and no busy signal when you go to relevantradio.com or use the Relevant Radio app. Lots of people are getting in on the brown scapular that we're sending as a little gift, just to thank you when you make your dollar a day pledge. Michelle in Fountain Valley, California, brand new donor, online gift, reoccurring gift, as a matter of fact, dollar a day, $365. Thank you. Same with you, Jean, in Albuquerque, $365 online gift. You're also going to be getting that digital download talk by Monsignor Shea about Our Lady. Myrna in Ceres, California, another $365 dollar a day gift. Thank you for that. Anonymous in King of Prussia, Pennsylvania. Thank you for your $50 gift. And you too, a $50 gift from Anonymous in Sussex, Wisconsin. Any amount, doesn't matter how small or how large, we're grateful for it, and we want to say thank you.
Thank you so much to Thomas in Waukesha, Wisconsin. Made a special gift of $1 a day. So did Peggy in Buffalo, Minnesota. Can you do that too? Make that special gift of $1 a day. We have a very special gift for you. How do you make the gift? Simple. You can join Team Patrick at relevantradio.com using the app on your smartphone or tablet, or when you call 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. We always see people in the last 5 minutes waiting to see if we really need your help during the hour. Don't wait this time around. Call now. We've got about 30 minutes left in the hour, and we still need 105 people who will give $1 a day at relevantradio.com using the app on your smartphone or tablet, or give us a call, 877-291-0123.
Hi, Patrick Madrid here. Thanks for listening to my podcast. In today's crazy world, finding companies that align with your Catholic values is a challenge. Your choice of cell phone provider matters. Cyrus and I switched to Charity Mobile, and you should too. Enjoy excellent coverage on America's most reliable network while supporting a pro-life, pro-family company. Use offer code Patrick for a free phone. Don't miss out. Act now at charitymobile.com.
Listener supported.
Yeah. Bringing Christ to the world through the media.
This is the Relevant Radio Spring Pledge Drive. Give hope.
Welcome back to the Patrick Madrid Show on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. Regular show today. You can call in with your questions. The number is 888-914-9149. 888-914-9149. Let's go to Kristen in Minneapolis. Hi, Kristen.
Hello.
Yes, welcome.
Hi. So my question is, I kind of heard that a parishioner that goes to my church knelt to receive the Holy Eucharist and then later was told by the father that she was not allowed to, or she should never do that again.
That's
so I'm
so
just
silly.
Wondering, yeah, because I'm like, I thought that was just a sign of showing her adoring Jesus and just how she wanted to accept the Eucharist, and I didn't think there would be anything wrong with that, but I didn't know how to approach
There is nothing wrong with that. No, there's nothing wrong with it. It's not disruptive. It's not whatever. It's the traditional, in the West anyway, it's not the tradition in the East to kneel for communion. Their tradition is to stand. But one reason for that, by the way, is because the priest spoons the Holy Eucharist into the mouth. It's not even put on the tongue because in the East, the Eucharistic bread and the precious blood are mixed together in the chalice, so it's spooned into the mouth. So necessarily you have to stand for that. But in any case, I'm just saying in the Latin rite of the church, the longstanding custom for many centuries is to kneel. Now, since the council, there are some who have just, I don't know why, I don't know what drives them, I don't know what their animus is toward traditional Catholic piety, but they just don't like it. And they'll do anything to stop it or to discourage Catholic folk who want to receive communion on the tongue or want to receive communion while kneeling. And if you ask me, it's embarrassing and deeply unfortunate, to put it that way. But, you know, sometimes this is what you're going to meet with at certain parishes, and they will make it as difficult or impossible as possible to receive communion if you wish to do so that way. As a general principle, you have the right to receive Holy Communion on the tongue, and you have a right to receive Holy Communion kneeling if you wish. In fact, the bishops, going back to the time just after the council, said that the traditional way of receiving communion is kneeling and on the tongue. But if you want to show another form of reverence, such as a profound bow, for example, or a genuflection, you can do that as well. Now, times have changed in the ensuing 60 years, roughly, since the council. Hasn't been quite 60 years. But some of these old habits still persist in the minds of some people. So my advice for your friend is, if this is really something she wants to continue doing, it may mean that she has to go to a different church where the priest is more open-minded and where he's less hostile to tradition. That would be the easiest fix. I doubt she's going to get anywhere with him if she says, I want to receive on kneeling. If he's this adamant about it, I doubt she'll be able to change his mind. So maybe, unfortunately, the next best thing to do would be to just go to a different parish.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
It is unfortunate. It's so unnecessary. It's so unnecessary. It fosters division. It fosters, this kind of hostility to traditional Catholic piety. It's so unnecessary. It's so unpastoral for a priest or a deacon to do that. I don't know why they do it. Thankfully, most of them do not. But those who do, it's deeply unfortunate. That's all I can say.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for your answer.
You're welcome. Thank you. I wish I had something a little more cheery. But on the positive side, there are plenty of parishes where it's no problem at all if you want to receive kneeling down or what have you. Let's go to Annie now in Salt Lake City. Good morning, Annie. Welcome.
Good morning. Thank you. So my husband, who just became Catholic last year, and I were having a discussion with his mother, who is Protestant, and she told us that the more she reads the Bible, the more she sees that there is only God's will. And so she no longer believes in free will. And as a cradle Catholic, this shocked me. Mm-hmm. But then this morning I was reading Lumen Gentium because I'm working on my theology masters. And I read, it says, before the foundation of the world, that the Father chose us and predestined us to become adopted sons. Mm-hmm. And so then I started wondering, could she be right? Although I know that we have our own free intellect and will. So I'm just hoping that you can help me sort this out in my mind.
Sure. Yeah, well, it's interesting because this issue came up, the issue of predestination came up on the show maybe yesterday or maybe Monday, I forget which. So let's first begin by saying the Catholic Church teaches the dogma of predestination. It's really clear in the Bible. Ephesians chapter 1 and Romans chapter 8 are perhaps the most extended biblical descriptions of predestination. Ephesians 1, beginning in verse 4, even as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and blameless before him. In love, he predestined us for adoption to himself as sons through Jesus Christ, according to the purpose of his will. So this is just clearly emphasizing God's sovereignty and his desire, his will even, that we should be in heaven with him. So those who are the elect are predestined. But it doesn't in any way mean that you don't have free will. And I'll explain why in a moment. But the problem is that people who have attempted to resolve what seems to them to be a dilemma, how can God be sovereign in the fullest sense of the word and you have free will? And this is coupled with the other kind of related issue that if you have free will, they're worried that maybe that you think that you're somehow bringing about your own salvation, or that you, as a creature, as a human being, that you are in some sense responsible for your salvation. And they would emphasize that it's by grace alone, Ephesians 2, verses 8 through 9, for by grace you have been saved through faith. This is a gift of God. This is not of works, lest anyone should boast. So you have these two truths that are linked together in the minds of many Protestant folk, but they completely misunderstand, like this lady that you're talking about, they just don't understand how they fit together and how this is not a conundrum. So let me offer an explanation. You definitely have free will. And the Bible talks about your free will. So, for example, in John chapter 7, verse 17, if anyone's will is to do God's will, he will know whether the teaching is from God or whether I am speaking on my own authority. So, I mean, here's just one example of where the Bible points out that you do have a free will, and it must be free. Otherwise, think about this. If you don't have a free will as a human being, number one, you can't accomplish the purpose for which God created you, which is to love him. God wants you to love him. And if you don't have a free will, you can't love him. You can be forced to obey or to toe the line or whatever, but that's not love. That's coercion. Or you're just part of a computer program. And that's what the program says you must do. Therefore, you must do it. But it's a double-edged sword. Not only, Annie, are you not able to love God if you don't have free will, you're also not able to sin. Because if you don't have a free will, I mean, you could do things that we would deem to be sinful, but if you don't have a free will, it's not your fault. Because you can't choose to do something evil. And some people try to split the difference by saying, well, you can't choose to love God, but you can choose to do evil. No, yeah, it's one or the other. You either have a free will in which you can choose to commit sin and turn away from God and thereby also choose to love God, or you don't have a free will, in which case you don't really love God and you don't really sin against God. You're just doing what the program says you have to do. Now, people like Calvinist folk, for example, they'll have a million and one rebuttals and rejoinders to these things, and all of their huffing and puffing and all of the, you know, counter arguments don't really amount to anything other than that it makes God into a moral monster. It makes God into the author of evil. If he creates people, and this is the other part of the question, the Catholic Church does indeed teach what the Bible teaches, which is predestination, but it doesn't accept double predestination, which is an error of Calvinism, and that is this notion that this whole other group of people, the reprobates, that they are irremediably damned, and there's no opportunity for them to say yes to God. And they really disdain very strongly the very idea of cooperating with God's love and mercy. We do indeed cooperate. In a way, it's kind of like a three-masted sailing ship. You know, you need to get to your destination. If you rig the sails on the ship and God's sovereignty, his love for you, his desire for your happiness is like the wind that fills those sails, well, the ship is in a way cooperating with the wind. It's the wind that does all the pushing, not the ship. But by rigging those sails, suddenly now the ship is capable of being moved by God's grace. So there is a kind of interplay between the ship, which is analogous to you as a human being, a free agent, free will, and God's sovereignty. So the two are not mutually exclusive. And it's incredibly sad when people fall into this pit of error because they read what they see in the Bible and they misunderstand it. So if you want something that will take you deeper into this issue, I would read a book called Predestination. It's written by Father Gary Gou Lagrange. It's a kind of a tongue twister last name, but G-A-R-I-G-O-U Lagrange, L-A-G-R-A-N-G-E. It's a whole book that explains this and unravels it further for you, Annie. I hope that's helpful. I wish I had more time, but I'll have to leave it at that. Thank you. We have a miracle moment coming up. Take a listen to that. I'll be right back.
Changing lives in your neighborhood and across the nation. Here's another Relevant Radio miracle moment.
Let's go to Steve in Minneapolis. Hi, Steve.
Hi, Cale. How you doing? I'm pleased to tell you that it was at the Easter Vigil that I, after a year of RCIA and a lot of soul searching, a lot of reading, a lot of listening to Cale Clark on the radio, I am now officially have come into the church.
Oh, thank God. Praise God, Steve. That is so amazing. Congratulations.
And Cale, I mean, Thank you. And honestly, your show in particular really answered a lot of questions, and you didn't even realize this, but you are slowly discipling me over the last year through different radio episodes where I'd have questions. I just needed to call you and tell you that God used you to bring me home.
Touch a heart and change a soul by making a donation to Relevant Radio today.
We are over halfway through, about three quarters of the way through this hour, and we've just hit the halfway point of the number of people we need to make our goal for the hour. So will you be one of the other half to join us? Join us on the other half. We need 73 people who will give a dollar a day, or any amount really. But if you can give a dollar a day during this hour, we'll send you this fabulous brown scapular. And it's a one of a kind. It's like, well, not one of a kind because we got a bunch of them. But, you know, it's a unique one. It's an original one. This one has an image of Our Lady of Guadalupe on it. And the other thing, though, that does make it really special is Father Rocky carried this scapular with him during his walk of Mary last weekend. So if you weren't able to join the Relevant Radio family and team and make that walk, you can get your own spiritual connection to that walk because Father Rocky carried it on his pilgrimage. And how do you get that? It's real simple. You make a gift of a dollar a day at relevantradio.com or using the app. And if you use either of those two platforms to make your gift, you will be able to see this scapular. It is truly a unique looking scapular. But you can also call us at 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. A dollar a day. There's another gift coming in. We only need 72 more people. There's another one. Keep those calls coming.
Indeed. I want to say thank you to you, Juan. In Austin, Texas, you just rolled up with a $1,200 gift online, and you're a brand new donor. Thank you. Boy, thank you very much for that. Eric in Lakewood, California, thank you for your $365 recurring gift online. Brand new donor. Welcome. Yali, in Coral Gables, Florida, your $365 or dollar a day gift is just in time. Thank you for that. You're going to be getting a scapular as a way for us to say thank you to you. Judith in Mossini, Wisconsin, thank you for your recurring gift of $365, brand new donor. Lots of these dollar a day gifts coming in right now. That means that lots of these scapulars are going to be going out the door very quickly. So if you want yours at the dollar a day giving level or higher, be sure that you make the call now, 877-291-01. There's another one, 877-291-0123. William in Wilmington, North Carolina, just came in with another dollar a day gift. You're getting your scapular too. Thank you to all of you.
Thank you to Antonio in Creston, California. $1,200 gift. Absolutely. You're not limited to a dollar a day. Paul in Minneapolis, thank you also for your gift of $1,200. Can you give during this hour? We are still in need of another, looks like, 70 people who will join the family. Join Family Patrick right here at 877-291-0123. Safe and secure online, relevantradio.com, or use the app on your smartphone or tablet. All we're asking is a dollar a day.
But I would walk 500 miles and I would walk 500 more.
Real life solutions you can believe in. The Patrick Madrid Show on Relevant Radio.
Our Lady of Champion Shrine, Cyrus, is that the tie-in here? I think it is. Oh, Cyrus, you're blushing. 888-914-9149. Let's go to Mark now in Palmdale, California. Good morning, Mark.
Hi, Patrick. I went to confession, and I honestly forgot a mortal sin. Mm-hmm. What is the church's teaching on if I need to confess that the next time? And if you could cite a document, that would be a nice icing on the cake, please.
Sure. Well, the short answer is yes. You do need to confess any mortal sins you are aware of. If in the last confession you didn't remember it, that happens from time to time, and you did make an honest confession, not leaving anything out, and you just forgot that one, you're absolved. That was a good, valid confession. You're good to go. You can receive Holy Communion, no worries. But when you go to confession the next time, a week from now, a month from now, whenever it may be, then at that time, do bring up the one that you forgot, and all will be well. Now, this is spelled out in the Catechism, and it would be easy. Do you have a copy of the Catechism at home, Mark?
Yes, yes, Patrick.
Okay, yeah. So I don't have the reference in front of me, but if you go to the section in the sacraments on the sacrament of reconciliation or confession, you'll find it there. And it talks about serious sin and going to confession and all of that. So it's there in the catechism. I just don't have the number in front of me.
All right. Thank you, Patrick.
You're welcome. And I referenced a book earlier in the show today. You might want to get it. If you're interested in documentation, you're going to like this. It's called The Sacraments and Their Celebration by Father Nicholas Halligan, OP. And it is a one-volume explanation of not just the theology of all the sacraments, but also what are the church's laws that pertain to the sacraments. Very, very enlightening. So I recommend it a lot. I think you'll like it. Thanks for the call, 888-914-9149. Have a note that came in here from Phil listening in Minneapolis. Patrick, just curious what plans Relevant Radio has in case Congress gets its way and abolishes AM radio. They're trying to get most car makers to not include AM radio in their new vehicles, and it seems like a concerted effort to get rid of conservative and religious radio stations. Is Relevant Radio able to pivot to FM stations? Well, that's more of a Father Rocky question, because at his level, you know, kind of on the mountain peak overlooking, you know, the plans that we have for the future, he could give you something maybe more specific. But I do know, I am aware of this effort in, you know, among some people in Congress who would like to get rid of AM radio. I don't think that's likely to happen. I don't think it's likely to be successful. AM radio is really a backbone of communication in this country. I suspect it will be for many generations yet to come. Yes, Relevant Radio is always looking for opportunities to be present on AM as well as FM stations. We do have quite a few FM stations around the country. So we're equal opportunity, and FM stations are wonderful, and we certainly are there already and will continue to be there as God provides. If you want to see the stations that we're on, Phil, including all the FM stations, you'll find that information state by state on our website, relevantradio.com, and take a look under Listen, and you'll see all of our stations, including all of our beloved affiliates all around the country. Shout out to our affiliates. Thanks for the email. Let's go to Gwen now in Stevens Point, Wisconsin. Good morning, Gwen.
Good morning, Patrick. I just have a question. So I'm a cradle Catholic, but I just, like, through my own, like, spiritual growth, I've really learned to just, like, fully accept, you know, Christ in the Eucharist. But it is really hard sometimes to, like, fully comprehend that. So do you have any tips on how to just, like, most fully prepare our hearts and minds to receive the King of the universe while he's still just like, you know, we just received the bread though, but how do we most fully like prepare our hearts, if that makes sense?
Yeah, definitely. So St. Peter Julian Emyard, he is one, a great saint, who wrote extensively on what you're talking about receiving our Lord in Holy Communion. He started in a congregation of men religious for the Blessed Sacrament. And so what I would recommend would be to ask your local Catholic bookstore if there are any books on hand by St. Peter Julian Emyard. His last name is spelled E-Y-M-A-R-D. Could be pronounced, maybe it's better pronounced, Amard. But in any case, he's a very good trusted source on this topic, and his books are readily available. I would also recommend a book by St. Francis de Sales. It's called An Introduction to the Devout Life, and it's a devotional book if you want to grow in holiness, and he spends a lot of time and attention looking at worthy reception of Jesus in the Holy Eucharist. That, too, would be a good book.
Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome. I appreciate it. It's good to know that you like this. Now, if you are interested in a book that's going to give you a lot of theological formation, here's another book. It's called The Hidden Manna. The Hidden Manna by James T. O'Connor. It's excellent. And I think when you start reading that, you're going to learn a whole lot more than you already know now, which is good. Thank you, Gwen. Appreciate that. We're going to take a quick time out, and I'll be back with more of the Patrick Madrid Show on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app.
It is Wednesday of our pledge drive. We need $3 million. By the end of the week, we can only do that with your help. Only when you join the family. We have 6 minutes left in this hour, and we are still in need of, I just put my calculator down, it looks like about 50 people who will join Team Patrick, join the Patrick Madrid family here with your gift of a dollar a day. Of course, you're not limited to a dollar a day. I don't think we've seen a $5,000 or $10,000 gift come in yet during our hours here with the Patrick Madrid show, have we?
No, not yet. Not that I've seen anyway.
Not
and I'm looking
drive.
At those numbers.
Yep. Not during this pledge. Sorry. Not during this pledge drive. I was just kind of because we have in the past. But yeah, not during this pledge drive. So if you can help in a big way and you can make that special gift of $5,000, $10,000, by all means, we could use your help and your support during this hour. How do you give? It's real simple. RelevantRadio.com. Using the app on your smartphone or tablet, or when you call 877-291-0123. Okay, Patrick, your turn.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't mean to. Sometimes we inadvertently.
Too excited.
Yeah. Hey, Yolanda's excited. She's in Parker, Colorado, and she just rolled up with her $365 online gift. It's a reoccurring gift, and she's a brand new donor. Thank you for that, Yolanda. You'll be getting a brown scapular as a thank you for that. Richard in Milwaukee, you too, your $365 online gift and a brand new donor. Welcome to the family, and thank you. Ezzy in Henderson, Nevada, $30 online. Thank you. Sure appreciate that. Anonymous in Jamestown, Rhode Island. Thank you for your $25 online gift. No amount is too small, that's for sure. Christina in Hawthorne, California. Where did she go? It just jumped away from me. There we go. There she is. It's jumping and jumping. Christina in Hawthorne, California, $240 online gift. Thank you for that. And Tim in Marietta, Georgia, $100 online gift. Brand new donor. Thank you. We really appreciate it. We need a lot more, but we sure appreciate all of you who have come in thus far.
We are in the final 4 minutes of this hour, still in need of 45 people who will join the family here and give hope at relevantradio.com using the app on your smartphone or tablet, or when you call 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. We have this brown scapular for you, which combines the promises given by Our Lady to St. Simon Stock for anyone wearing a scapular and the devotion to Our Lady of Guadalupe, all combined into one scapular. And these scapulars traveled with Father Rocky to the Shrine of Our Lady of Champion. It's formerly known as Our Lady of Good Help. It's the only approved Marian apparition site in the United States. So very special gift, very special opportunity to get one of these now. And we'll also send you the book for your gift of a dollar a day. It is entitled The World's First Love, Mary, Mother of God, written by the great worlds, Fulton Sheen. The world's great Fulton Sheen. Just too excited.
I know what you're trying to say.
Yeah, it's easy for me to say. That is yours, and plus the MP3 download when you give online at relevantradio.com or using the app on your smartphone or tablet.
Yeah, thanks for your donation of $50 online. Brand new donor, Tessa, in Richland Hills, Texas. Thank you. Ted in Sacramento, your $50 online gift as well, and you're a brand new donor, so welcome to the Relevant Radio family. Welcome aboard. Now, I know that if you're listening right now, you're saying, how do I get in on this? Well, call 877-291-0123, or better yet, if you want to be quick and secure and in and out in no time, go to relevantradio.com or use the Relevant Radio app. And one main reason is because if ever there were a busy signal for the phone line, you'll never get a busy signal at relevantradio.com, so you can make your pledge there safe and secure. Also, I want to say thank you to all of you who are praying for us here at Relevant Radio. We get notes and comments and phone calls from you saying that maybe you're in a position right now where you can't make a financial donation. Please, we want you to know how much we value and esteem your gift of prayer. So if you can't do anything at the moment, keep praying for us. We sure appreciate that. And if we can pray for you, call 877-291-0123 and let us know what your prayer intentions are, and we will begin praying for you as well.
We're in the final minute of this hour. We still need 35 people who will give hope at relevantradio.com using the app on your smartphone or tablet, or calling 877-291-0123. Remember, today and today only is your chance to get this scapular. And when they're gone, they're gone. They're not available tomorrow. So give hope today, a dollar a day at relevantradio.com.